Triple M right across the mid-north coast. It's 20 for Brekkie on a beautiful dawn starting to break out there. A little bit of cloud around. And the sound of Foreigner coming at your wireless with a hot-blooded there. Good morning, everybody. How are we? It's 5:08. I hope you had a good Tuesday. Today looks like it will be cloudy, and they're talking about a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon into the evening. I think we may get golf in, Len, Don, Peter. Up to about 20 degrees for today with a northeasterly blowing. That'll go southeasterly by the evening. Yeah, just a beautiful start to the day, sadly. This will all be gone next week when that bloody daylight saving starts. No, I won't get on my soapbox. There you go. I'll walk away. I will walk away. Major news stories of the day was, have you heard with Hannah at 5 o'clock? It looks like Bill Cosby will get 3 years. That'll come out, I think, late today, our time. A judge has declared Cosby, quote, a sexually violent predator, with the first step towards sentencings in the 81-year-old comedian's charges for drugging and sexually assaulting women over a decade ago. Now, the classification means Bill Cosby must undergo monthly counselling for the rest of his life and report quarterly to authorities. Looks like he'll get 3 years. Also, a Tasmanian man has stepped forward to claim a $30 million Powerball prize. And locally, as this story broke yesterday, we're all amazed and worried about the outcome. But it was indeed a panel-beating shop in Kempsey that was destroyed following that fire around 8 o'clock. And some of the photos that came in looked like it was the service station that was on fire. It was actually the panel shop in West Kempsey in Verge Street. Kempsey Fire and Rescue Trucks did a great job. After the blaze started in a camper van. Now, the fire came perilously close to the railway line. We had the XPT, I think, held up, and also that petrol station, which had to be shut down as a precaution. Well done to all those involved in quelling that situation yesterday. It was could have gone either way. Great work. In sport, of course, the biggest story of the day. In the NRL, Billy Slater free to play in the grand final after being cleared of a shoulder charge. And, of course, we'll give you the Storm Roosters game at 7:20 on Sunday. And also yesterday the Broncos reject Wayne Bennett as a contract extension. So that'll be an interesting move of chess there up the Broncos. Look, I think as a Roosters fan, if we're going to win, I think it'd be better to win with Slater in the side. Okay? Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I know. And I saw KO yesterday. And we're on for a lottery ticket, the man in purple and myself. Locally in sport, we've got some of the award winners from the Football Mid-North Coast presentation that was held at the weekend. We'll talk about greyhound racing and the Port Macquarie ladies in golf have a par event today. On the show, plenty happening. Look, yesterday, we had one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my time in radio in Trackside with Triple M. Now, we had Barnsley go up against Peter. And Peter was the funniest, she was the funniest, let me tell you, competitor I think I've ever had on the air in any competition. Just the enthusiasm, the energy to say Conrod straight. Now, I put a social post up yesterday with that footage on it of the audio of Peter. It was the funniest thing you've ever heard, but she actually lost. Barnsley did 15 Conrod straights to her 12, but we're going to look after her with a prize pack because she gave us some great entertainment, Peter. She was unbelievable. It was the funniest thing you've ever heard. Go to the Triple M Facebook page if you haven't heard it and just scroll down. I think it'll be about the third story. You'll laugh your head off. So more of that today, and we're looking for people for the final race, the slot car race on Friday to pick up the tickets, the camping site, the passes to go to the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. It's been a very funny week this week. Also coming up, talking about being funny, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Have you heard a good yarn? One that'll make the family cringe. We love it. Yes, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday on the way for Harrington Mechanical. And also the $1,000 birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Olivia Newton-John, T.S. Eliot and Andrew Bolt. And, of course, we will have Caleb sitting in for Christy with what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. That is the lineup today. We better get going, eh? 13:27:10. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au, getting us for the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good. Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
I'm the parliamentary speaker. Today, I ignore the Labour leader, Bill Curley, when he tries to ask a question because I think he's a patch of rising damp. Ha, 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 ha. Cactus, coming up.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Question time. Parliament Grouse, Cantwell.
Order! Anyone got a question?
Mr. Speaker.
Anyone? A question?
Me, Mr. Speaker.
Hmm? Oh, well, Labour shop steward Bill Curley, I didn't see you there. I thought you were a patch of rising damp. Yeah. Oh, the member for Feeble.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Potato Head, should explain the accusations that his supporters bullied other Liberals into voting for him during the Malcolm Turnbull overthrow bloodbath. Severe.
Mr. Speaker.
The Honourable Peter Potato Head, Minister for Home Affairs and Member for Coercion.
This is the first time in my life that I've ever heard the word bullying. It never happened. It's a lie. And if the Honourable Member doesn't shut up about it, I'll send a few of the boys round to give him a Chinese burn to his neck. It's all BS, Mr. Speaker. You won't see any of our Liberals come forward with allegations of bullying.
I'm a Lib and I was bullied, Mr. Speaker.
No bugger.
Me too, Mr. Speaker.
There, you see, it's a plethora of bullied folk thick on the ground.
No. They're just women. They don't count in the Libs. And anyway, they're all resigning.
Oh, what a pathetic thug. You're a real...
What did you just call me?
Nothing.
He did, Mr. Speaker. He called me the B-word.
What B-word? Bugger? Bollockhead?
No. The B-word. The one that's now the worstest dirty word in the whole language. He called me a bank.
Bill Curley, you can't call people a B-A-N-K. It's disgusting.
He's bullying me.
A thousand pardons, Mr. Speaker. I actually meant to call Mr. Potato Head a bang.
A what?
Now he's called me the F-word. A big four bank.
Curly, that's the most repugnant obscene language I've ever heard.
I can't take this bullying anymore. I'm leaving Parliament with the girls.
What? Oh, well, all those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, I think the ayes have it.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Geordie Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Here's a shocker first up this morning. Singer Gary Newman's tour bus struck and killed a 91-year-old man in a crossing whilst making a right-hand turn in Cleveland on Monday. His biggest hit was a song called Cars. He cancelled the gig at the House of Blues, explaining, "Every one of us is filled with sadness that made it impossible to either consider playing our show tonight." 71-year-old Glenn Close says Fatal Attraction should be retold from her character's point of view and claims the 1987 film did nothing but feed into mental health stigma. Elizabeth Hurley has returned from a grueling detox at a £4,000-a-week retreat in Austria. She doesn't look any different. And look, I think I've found another line for Randy Newman and his highly politically incorrect song Short People. It's just been revealed in a study that shorter people are at lower risk for developing varicose veins.
Short people got no reason to live.
Best man.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Look at this beautiful daylight, Bluey. Blue sky in amongst all the clouds. How are we?
I'm very good, thank you, Shawnee. Yes, and it is quite good to see a lot of light out here at this time of the morning, isn't it?
That's for sure. Now, also, I've got to apologise. I thought, because it's always a long weekend, we're going to daylight saving this weekend, but it's not. It's next weekend.
Yeah, no, it's the first Sunday in the month.
Yeah, so it's Sunday, October 7th.
Yes, Bathurst Day.
Bathurst Day. So there you go. There you go. So I do apologise, and I thank Marianne very much for sending me an email. So she's told me that it is definitely next weekend, not this weekend. So there
That's
we go.
Correct.
Yeah, but to all the early morning walkers, they'll be pleased. They've got another week of daylight.
That's right. Oh, it's so cruel, it is.
It is, I know. Listen, how did we go fishing-wise yesterday? It wasn't much of a day yesterday, Bluey.
was a funny sort of a day. We sort of just didn't get interested in the day. We did raise a couple of blackfish yesterday, but that was about all we got. There was nothing else on the bite. I tell you what, I don't know if the fish have gone through on holidays or what. It's just been so quiet. These tides aren't helping us off an afternoon either. Big out tides. You can only walk across the other side of the river. That's how low the tides are.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
Anyway, we'll soldier on.
Yeah, again today, Bluey, you've got more of the same. You've got a 1-3 at 9 and a 0.2 just after 3. You've got nor'easters. That'll increase to 15 knots in the afternoon. You'll think it's January, except it's only 20 degrees, Bluey, not 30. Where do you think we should go?
Yeah, well, I was thinking how cold it was last night, and I'm thinking, well, there's not a warm-up that much today, so I think so. I'm out for the estuary this morning, and of course it's hump day. I'm going to go try for a blackfish on greenweed or sea cabbage.
Okay.
I can report that we have seen some good schools of blackfish in the estuary over the last several days, so maybe they're schooling up. They're late this year, if that's the case.
Yeah, you're dead right, because normally you see, like, the black fishermen, that they are a breed unto themselves, aren't they?
Yes.
They haven't, from what I've seen anyway, there's been no real conglomeration of them, you know, in one spot where they're really on. And as you say, hopefully with that little bit of rain we've got might stir them all up. So there you go.
Yeah, it might be just the medicine we needed. So, out the estuary this morning and try for a blackfish on greenweed or sea cabbage.
Okay, fair enough. No clubs out this weekend?
Nah, long weekend. It's all over.
Now, also, Al from Mulloway, right, the scourge of the mid-north coast, the kiss of death as far as the weather goes. Cord to 6, my mobile goes. And I'm thinking, I never answer it unless I know the number, you know, because of the telemarketers or whatever. But I'm thinking, surely I'm not going to get a telemarketer at 5:45 in the morning. Anyway, it's Al. Do you know, I've got about 5 numbers in my phone for that bloke. You know, this isn't Al, this is the Decky, or this is bloke, or this is that bloke. Anyway, he's lost another phone, or he's dropped it. He said it went for a swim, so don't know if he dropped it in the toilet or the ocean. But Al from Mulloway's got a new number. I'll send it to you, right? And I said, this weather looks crooked for the weekend, Al. Have you got the tarp off the boat? And there's a stunned silence. And then he goes, yes. And he said, but I think I'm going to put it back on.
Let's hope so.
I hope so.
The North Coast.
Yeah, anyway, I said, what about visitors this weekend? He hasn't got any, but apparently all the family's arriving. And that bloke from Woodenbong, you know, that comes this time of the year and stays till Easter?
Yeah, saw your light on.
He's on his way as well, so there you go. And also, I bumped into KO yesterday. We're on for the lottery ticket.
He's a great man.
He didn't have any purple gear on, but he just had that smile on his face. But he was very worried because of ex-Roosters player Sean Garlick being on the committee that was going to sit on Slater. He said, geez, if he gave your bloke Mitchell a week, what's he going to do to Slater? But anyway,
yeah, that's right.
As I always say, Otto reckons it's a big conspiracy, but I'd rather win with Slater in the side if we're going to win. And we have a 50% chance of winning, Bluey.
That's right.
Now, this is the big important one. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there's been absolute silence. The silence has been deafening over the Sports Power League ladder for the last 4 weeks. But Bluey Waters is going to out our leaders and our not leaders. Where you go, Bluey?
It's very interesting. As you know, in the Sports Power League ladder, we have a separate comp for the final series. Yeah. And I can reveal that there's 3 leaders at the moment going into the final.
Yeah.
Right? And I can tell you, Strawny, you are in 10th place, 4 points behind the leader.
10th place, 4 points behind. Well, I can make that up in one game. Oh, there's only one game left.
So how's that for a closeness?
All right, okie dokie. Now, this is separate to the normal comp. Now, is there any...
Separate to the normal comp?
Yes, okay. And what about the normal comp? What's the makeup there? Has that changed or can't you say?
That's been folded away until the end of this month. See?
Okay, the sealed envelopes. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Okay, fair enough. Gee, Bluey, if I got one try score or one half a score last week, I'd have nearly been right, you know?
Yeah, you would have been up there.
Oh, I know. Anyway, I'm being used to have a very mediocre year. But I remember I did win the tipping comp the year the Roosters got the spoon. So, I don't know.
Yes.
2009. And anyway, to Parramatta supporters, I feel for them. I got 42 spoons that year, Bluey. I will never have to buy another wooden spoon again. Fair dinkum. Now, also, when I bumped into KO yesterday, he said he nearly drove off the road with your pronunciation each Thursday of, people who are of islander background with their names and the ins and outs. He wants
Jason.
You... No, he wants me to time you for 10 seconds on how many times you, Bluey Waters, can say fooey, fooey, moi, moi. Go, 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 Bluey.
Fooey, fooey, moi, moi. 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 Fooey, fooey, moi, moi.
He got it 8 times. Well done. Okay. Well, KO, we did it. You're up to the challenge, Bluey. Your linguistics are getting better.
Oh, well, I'm off to Bathurst. thank you, Sean.
All right. Now, I don't know if you heard yesterday, but our competitor yesterday, Bluey, it was one of the funniest things. She didn't win. We got caught up a bit in the emotion, but it's one of the funniest calls I have ever heard in my life, right? This is from a lady called Peter. Just have a listen to this, Bluey. This is absolutely incredible. And Mr. Producer's young bloke here was helping me, and I was on the floor. My glasses were fogged up. Have a listen to this. This is yesterday.
Just before we go to the news.
Corey, here we go. This is yesterday.
G'day, Strawny, how are you?
Terrific. Now, you've got to say Conrod Strait as many times as you can within 10 seconds, all right? Now, Peter, your time starts now.
Conrad Strait, 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 Conrad Strait,
Conrad Strait, Conrad Strait, Conrad Strait, Conrad Strait, Conrad Strait, Conrad Strait, Conrad Strait, Conrad Strait, Conrad Strait, Conrad Strait, Conrad Strait, Conrad Strait, Conrad Strait, Conrad Strait, Conrad Strait, Conrad
Oh, that's a long 10 seconds.
Well, she went, I couldn't stop her. That was the whole thing. Anyway, we're going to fix Peter up with a special Triple M prize pack because I've never heard anything like that, Bluey. I don't know what's going to happen today. I love that segment. So more of Trackside at Triple M coming up after 7.
Right.
Amazing. All right, Bluey, just repeating for the fishos today on one of our last weeks of daylight, you're heading out to pick up some blackfish.
Yeah, we'll have the estuary try for a blackfish on green weed or sea cabbage.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
On the mid-north coast today, showers in a top of 20. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. The Cancer Council has released some world-leading research pinpointing cancer hotspots across the country via an interactive map. Here's Katja Rose Moss.
It's taken the organisation 4 years to put together, allowing the identification of a number of concerning trends. One of our biggest worries is the Laurieton-Bonnie Hills area, with diagnoses of liver cancer are 22% lower than national average. There are 34% more fatalities. Meantime, Maxville Scott's Head is one of the leading concerns in the area for leukaemia, and Kempsey, the Nambucca and Warhope areas seeing rates of death well in excess of the national average.
Kempsey Shire Council has advised that final surfacing of the roundabout at Maclay Valley Way and Middleton Street is planned for today at 4 p.m. That means Middleton Street will be closed to all traffic between Maclay Valley Way and Macquarie Street, with traffic control to be in place. The roundabout should be back to being fully operational by Friday morning. Council's apologised for the inconvenience. Mid-North Coast Men's Sheds are helping local men with social isolation. It's Men's Shed Week, aiming to raise the awareness around some of the work they do in the community. The region has a host of men's sheds based in Port Macquarie, Warhope, Laurieton, Kendall, Kempsey, Maxville and Nambucca Heads. Australian Men's Shed Association Executive Officer David Helmers says these sheds are filling a void in some men's lives.
One shedder said to me many years ago, he said he loves going down to the shed because it gives me something to do every day. You know, and I think that's a really important note there, is that it's giving them that purpose in life.
And a Kempsey panel beater has the task of picking up the pieces today after his small business was yesterday destroyed by fire. Celebrations recently at the Football Mid-North Coast Zone Awards presentation night held on Saturday at the Laurieton United Services Club.
From Port Macquarie, Charles Adnam was named Volunteer of the Year, Doreen Dickinson the Administrator of the Year, and Wallace Lake the Premier League Club of the Year. The Golden Boot, meantime, was tied this season, with Taree Wildcats Ricky Campbell and Ethan Perry from Wallace Lake both finding the back of the net 15 times. And the Golden Gloves were awarded to Logan Morgan, also from Wallace Lake, taking 8 clean sheets and having just 10 goals scored against him for the season. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M beach and surf conditions with Hutto. If real estate is a bit of a puzzle, see Lang & Simmons, Port Macquarie's number one, where it all comes together for you.
Good morning. We have a light nor'westerly wind blowing, producing really clean conditions in those protected northern corners and some of our open beaches. And these beaches are attracting all the wave size this morning. We do have that lovely southerly swell, and the open beaches do have waves around that 4 to 5 feet mark. Southern corner's a little bit smaller than this, but the waves are a little bit also a little bit messier. We do have a high tide around 9:15 this morning. Low tide is around 3:15 this afternoon, and the water temperature is around 17 to 18 degrees.
Triple M Mid-North Coast, it is Strotty for Brekkie and the $1,000 birthday wheel coming up after 8. Good luck, hope you get on. It is the late, great Warren Zevon there and Werewolves of London. I love that song. 132710, our telephone number. Like Tony has just called me. I'm a staff of one here, so I had to be pretty quick with Tony. He said, did I just hear you say daylight saving starts this week? I thought it did, but Marianne rang to correct me. It's not till next week. It's going to be the first Sunday. So, first time in a long time, because it's always usually the long weekend. So it won't be this week. It'll be next week, which I love, Tony, because I hate bloody daylight saving, let me tell you. So we get another week of daylight in the morning. I am very, very happy. I know I sound like a whinging, whining old man, but that's probably accurate about daylight saving, please.
Extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is from the newsroom, the man with his own leak, Lee Jolly. Now, Lee.
All the leaks.
Was there any work there yesterday on fixing your leak in your little room? No. What's the clamshell doing there? Is that the way you're going to collect the water too?
It's my little swimming pool, isn't it?
It's a clamshell in there. I think we had it for a promotion.
It doubles as a storage room. And it's great.
On our sister station, they used it. And now I thought, you're going to great lengths to fix your leak. They're giving you a clam. But hang on. What bonus do you reckon's better? Because I have from a promotion from about 15 years ago. Oh,
here we go.
I have. Describe what I have in the back behind the wheel.
You have what is pretty much a full-sized cow.
A full-sized cow. Now, this promotion, Lee, was very funny, right? Years ago, we were giving away all these great prizes with our Triple M clients, or 2MC clients, as they were at the time. And what they had to do was stick their hand in the cow's backside with a...
As you do.
As you do.
Yeah.
And when you lift its tail up, its eyes would light up, right? And there were numbered things in there that you had to pull out. Right? That would signify what prize you won. But it was very funny. As soon as you lift his tail up, his eyes would light up. There you go. So you have a clam and I have a cow.
Yeah, I've always wondered, to be honest, what that cow's all about, but I've never really thought to ask. Yeah.
We'd have some promotions to
bring it back.
We'd have photos of when that cow was used. Mm. I just forget what the premise was.
We'll talk
to Moz. She'll know what the premise was. Can we talk about something serious for a change? What are the papers saying today, Lee?
All right, mate. let's get into the Daily Telegraph, where the headline there is an exclusive: defence pay for social spying. Data revealing the online activities of Australians is being purchased by the Defence Department, which has paid almost $1.3 million in the past 4 years for information gathered by data mining companies who scour social media accounts. And also, let IS jihadis counsel our kids. Australian jihadis who fought under the Islamic State terror group's flag overseas should be deployed as youth mentors to stop them becoming extremists. That's the controversial view of former New South Wales Police Deputy Commissioner Nick Caldas, who yesterday revealed to governments to think outside square to combat radical Muslims. That's very much outside the square. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, the headline there, Guthrie ordered to sack top ABC reporter. ABC chairman Justin Mill told ousted managing director Michelle Guthrie to sack high-profile presenter Emma Alberici following a complaint from then-Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. In an extraordinary intervention that underlines the political pressure on Ms. Guthrie before she was axed on Monday, Mr. Milne appeared to acquiesce to the government complaints about bias by calling for the chief economics correspondent to be fired because she was damaging the public broadcaster's standing with coalition MPs.
Okay. And, of course, with you in our local news, we had that unbelievable scenario develop yesterday. I took my first call probably about 20 past 8
yep.
about the fire in West Kempsey. Now, you could see from the photos that we were sent, you really did think that was the service station on fire. It was actually the panel shop.
Yeah.
And there was no fence between them. And, as the day went on, it got more curious. But it could have been really, really bad. We know it stopped the XPT. The service station had to shut down
yep.
for a certain time. What's the wash-up from that from yesterday?
Yeah, absolutely. So emergency services were called to that situation around 8 a.m. after what's reported to be a camper trailer actually caught alight. Unfortunately, it was a timber structure, so as you can imagine,
yeah.
A spark or whatever it was, that's what they're investigating at this stage. It just went up in flames. So
yeah.
Fortunately, six trucks were called in. They emergency services have rightly been praised time and
great
time
effort.
Again
yep.
for that. Yeah, such a quick response, and to get that fire yep. out as quickly as they did was just so important, given how close it was to that petrol station.
Yeah, okay, you got further details of that and other stories as well?
Yeah, that's right. So this morning, a cancer atlas has actually come out from the Cancer Council, and it details the cancer rates across Australia for the 20 most common cancers. In our area, Laurieton, Bonnie Hills area, one area is liver cancer, a concerning 22% lower than national average in terms of diagnosis, but 34% more common in terms of fatalities, as well as that Maxville Scott's Head is a leading concern area for leukemia, and Kempsey, the Nambucca and Wauchope also see rates of death as well in excess of the national average for, as I say, leukemia.
Okay, all right, Lee. Fascinating stats. Don't know if I want to know them, but anyway.
Yeah,
well, but it's something you've got to. Yeah.
It is good to be to be made aware of. Watch
that's
out for that sort of thing. Yeah.
Okie dokie. Now, also, because you're from Myrtleford in Victoria, now tell me, you're going to be barracking for the Storm this weekend.
Yeah, mate. I was thrilled Billy Slater got off.
Got off is the term. Now, I'm with you. A lot of people ask me about it because everyone knows I'm a Rooster supporter. But if we are to win, and we're statistically a 50% chance, there's only two of us in it. Okie dokie, Triple M, doing the Eagle Rock at Strotty's Brekkie Show. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo, who bring you October, starting in a matter of days. Eagle Rock there, a classic from Mr. Producer's Mob. The Manly supporters absolutely love it. I don't know if they're even going to be here next year. We'll see. I'm only joking. Morning to all our Manly supporters. Partly cloudy today. We'll talk about some showers late morning. And up to about, 20 degrees. And looks like there might be some thunderstorms inland over the next couple of days. Hopefully that gets our farming friends. Now, let's get into this.
Trackside with Triple M.
These guys playing for keeps looking winker.
Up for grabs for you and your bestie.
Let's watch, listen and learn.
Tickets to the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. Paddock access, campsite and merch.
Yeah, and we have two competitors lined up ready to go. They are Gary from Port Macquarie and John from Cadi. Now, sitting in for Christy, we have the one and only Caleb doing a great job here on the stopwatch. We had a very funny day yesterday. We had Peter winning our hearts, but actually with 15 to 12, Barnsley got the tickets yesterday. Let's go today, Caleb, to Gary in Port Macquarie, our first competitor. Gary, how are you, champion?
Very well, Strawny. How are you?
Terrific, buddy. And have you ever been to a Bathurst before?
No, never.
Oh, gee, this is great. You get everything, let me tell you, with this pack, Gary. Now, you've got to say this word, this phrase as many times as you can within 10 seconds. Caleb, what are we looking at today?
We're looking at pole position today.
All right, pole position, Gary. Your time starts now.
Pole position.
Okay, righto, Caleb. What did we get?
Good. He got 14.
14. All right, Gary. Hold the line. He's come out strong with a 14. Now, John from Cat Eye's line keeps dropping out. Hopefully it doesn't do that here. I don't know whether he's in a bad spot or what. But this is live radio, folks. I've got to ring this bloke live on the air now. Let's hopefully he answers it.
Please check the number.
Oh, no, don't give me that one. My staff have won me. All right, let's try and get John again and see if we can get him on to have a crack at this. He must be in a bad area or he's run out of battery maybe. Ooh. See how we go. Come on, John, pick up the phone. You've got to beat. How many? 14, Caleb, is it?
14.
All right, John, you keep dropping out. John, you keep dropping out. Where are you, champion?
I'm right here, mate. I'm here.
You've dropped out three times. All right. You've got to say what, Caleb?
Pole position.
Your time starts as many times as you can in 10 seconds. Away you go, John.
Pole position, 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 pole position.
Right, Caleb, how many?
That's a strong score. He's got 20.
20, 20. Oh, John! Even though we lost your phone line twice, you came back. Congratulations, John. Commiserations, Gary. John, hold the line. We'll get your details. You just might be off to the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000 in the slot car race. Now, how long is it since you've driven a slot car, John?
Yeah, good while, mate. Good
while. You'll be right. Hold the line, champ. Woo, more tomorrow.
Champions done the job. Trackside with Triple M. Your tickets to motorsport's holy grail. Thanks to the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. October 4 to 7. Tickets at Ticketek.
The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, away we go. Act one on the program in Worst Joke Wednesday. Good morning, Frank. How are you this morning, champion?
Not too bad, Strawny. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm going to be all the better from hearing your yarn. Way you go.
Well, Strawny, did you know that England has a new £1 coin?
No, I didn't.
Well, personally, I don't like it myself, but then I don't like any change.
No. Oh, that is good. That is good. Act two on the program. We go to you and Guy. Hi, Pierre. Pierre. Pierre, are you there? Over.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here, Pierre. Whenever you're ready.
Yeah, no, sorry, mate. I'm just listening to the other joke first. And, yeah, look, bloke wanted to visit his grandma, and she says, OK, now I want you to go to the apartment block and press the doorbell with your elbow, and I'll let you in. Then go to the elevators and press the second floor with your elbow, and when you get to the second floor, turn left and go down to room 7 and press the doorbell with your elbow, and I'll let you in. He says, yeah, OK, Gran, I've got all that, but why do I have to press the doorbell with my elbow? She said, well, you're not coming empty-handed, are you?
I like it. I had to think about it. This is early in the morning. We'll go to John now and Port. G'day, John. What's your yarn for us?
Yes, good morning, Mark. Our dog last week, he ate all our Scrabble tiles. Now we're just finding little messages all around the house.
Oh, no, no, no. He ate the Scrabble tiles. Somebody help me.
Strawny.
Triple M, it is Strawny for Brekkie on a sensational Wednesday morning. The flock of seagulls and I ran. Well, I don't run much in here, just walk, but anyway. 11 past 8, cloudy showers and storms to follow and up to about 20 degrees.
Triple M, birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
We go to Hayley. Good morning. Who's going to have a crack at the Kasharoo today? How are you, Hayley? All right, we'll try that one there. Hayley, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Terrific and a beautiful morning. Might go pear-shaped later, but you won't care if you've got $1,000 in your back pocket, Hales. You know how this works? So we're just going to match your birthday with the wheel. What number were you looking for?
28, please.
For you, 28. Come on, 28. Just gone past, we'll come around. Come on. No! It lands on the number 7.
Oh, now Never mind.
I've got to kick myself in the backside. Sorry, Hayley. Can't give you the cash, but end of the month, which is only a couple of days away, Christy does the draw for the Triple M bag, which is jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that. Are you going away, or have you got friends coming for the long weekend?
Yeah, no, got friends coming for the long weekend. Yeah. So awesome.
It tends to happen when we leave here, doesn't it?
Yeah, hey? We live in paradise.
Good on you, Kaylee. Hayley, you enjoy it. Thanks very much.
Bye.
Now, other birthdays today. I can tell you there's a couple of very well-known identities. The great Chris Kosh. Koshy is birthdaying today. Good on you, Chris. I hope you have a really good day, mate. Enjoy it from us all here at Triple M. And also, another rooster tragic, the great Wassy, Graham Wass, a birthdaying today. Along with Hazel Farrell, who lives in Cedar Place. She's 97 today. Ah, yeah. Now, Hazel, the family want to say they're very grateful to have you. And the message comes from your children, their partners, the kids, the grandkids, the great-grandkids, and the extended family. Good on you, Hazel. People like Hazel and Wassy and Koshy are sharing their birthdays with the likes of Olivia Newton-John, born on this day, also T.S. Eliot, and here's one for you, Andrew Bolt. How's that for an array of people born on this day, 26th of September?
Strawny.
For breakfast.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, Stan Strotty for brekkie and Caleb sitting in for Christy with what's on the Mid-North Coast today in around 20 minutes. That is Fleetwood Mac there and Dreams. 8:27, Marina with the traffic not far away. Now, normally at this time we catch up with the one and only Barb from Howard's in the Port Holmes at Howard Storage World. I love it because Barb always brings in a new product. We have a yak about it. We have a joke about it. And she came in earlier on the week to tell me that they've sold the business. And they're going to retire. And I'm going to miss her terribly because she's a good little spark in our day, Barb, with all these interesting bits she used to bring in. Anyway, to Barb and Howard, enjoy your retirement. We will miss you, but I'm sure we'll see you around the Mid-North Coast. A couple of great Mid-North Coast characters for a long, long time. And also, we want to welcome Grace and Ken officially taking over the business on Tuesday. So, Grace and Ken, welcome to the Mid-North Coast, and we can't wait to still be talking about your great products too at Howard's. Everybody loves Howard's in the Port Home Zone.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Here is Caleb, who is Christy. Well, he is for a couple of days anyway, yeah.
Big shoes to fill.
Big shoes to fill, mate. Plenty happening around the coast today.
Plenty happening. So CSU students will be holding a live music fundraiser tonight from 6:30 at yesterday's Jam in Port to help them put on their graduating exhibition in early December. It's $10 with local bands. So Nambucca River Dragon Boat Club meet the Savo at Lions Park Boat Ramp Maxwell from 4:15. A pest predator control information night is on tonight 6 to 8 p.m. at the Grassy Head Nursery. Mount Yarrahappini supports a range of precious and unique wildlife that is under threat from a range of factors, including predation by wild dogs, cats and foxes. And the annual Archibald Prize is on now at the Glasshouse. The prestigious and controversial, the Archibald Prize is Australia's foremost portraiture prize. Over the years, it has become a who's who of Australian culture, from politicians to celebrities, sporting heroes to artists.
Excellent. Thank you, Caleb. That's what's on the Mid-North Coast day for Holiday Coast Credit Union. Now, at uni, did you have fundraisers you did there? Did you do any funny ones or just pretty much line and length?
You wouldn't do Lamington stalls there. No, definitely not. No. A lot of like sausage sizzles and stuff around the place. But
yes.
Nothing too bad.
As you're a young bloke, it's the only good thing about election day, isn't it?
Yep.
The snags. Thank you, Caleb. I'll talk to you tomorrow. It's 8:45. That's it for us on the show for today. Tomorrow, look out.
With love.
Maroon and his NRL tips. I wonder if he'll speak to me tomorrow. Yeah. And, of course, the last day of Trackside with Triple M. You could be off to the super cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. Whatever you're doing, enjoy your day.
Making the best of each day.